Rockstar. Podcast by Ana Isabel Arrocha.
E cá está ela, como é que é? Tudo a bombar aí desse lado? Olhem, isto hoje está aqui um baile armado, está. É porque eu fico mesmo entusiasmada quando consigo conversar com as minhas bandas de eleição. E hoje é um desses casos. Este rockstar de hoje é na companhia do Jerry, o vocalista, ai, credo, já estou parva, o guitarrista dos Papa Roach. Eles vão regressar a Portugal no final do mês para a primeira edição do Evil Live Fest, que vai acontecer na Altice Arena nos dias 28 e 29 de junho. É aquele festival mesmo espetacular para todos os amantes do rock e do metal, não é? Nós. E vamos lá estar em força com Pantera, com Alter Bridge, com Soulfly, Slipknot, enfim, e também os Papa Roach e mais bandas também. Há um Instagram mesmo do Evil Live Festival, portanto é procurarem, ou então na Prime Artists, que é quem traz cá o Evil Live e muitas destas bandas que nós curtimos mesmo à séria. Aproveitar este início de Rockstar para agradecer precisamente à Prime. Eles também trouxeram cá os Bullet for My Valentine, os Bring Me the Horizon, enfim, e eu estou a gostar muito de trabalhar com eles, está a ser mesmo espetacular. Obrigada também por esta entrevista aqui para o Rockstar. Vamos a isso então, vamos dar início. Aquilo que eu vos vou mostrar é a entrevista toda que eu fiz ao Jerry, e vou intercortando aqui com algumas músicas, não só aquelas mais conhecidas. Obviamente que temos que ir ao Scars, não é? E temos que ir ao Last Resort, que é a minha música preferida. Mas depois há três músicas novas que fazem parte do álbum novo, Ego Trip, que é também a propósito desse novo lançamento, desse mais recente lançamento que o Jerry conversou comigo. Portanto, vamos a isto, ok? Nos próximos minutos é Papa Roach em dose industrial aqui no Rockstar. E para começar, obviamente, o hino que nunca pode faltar em nenhum concerto, como o próprio Jerry vai dizer mais à frente, Last Resort, os Papa Roach, no Rockstar. Que orgulho!
Cut my life into pieces, this is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give a fuck if I cut my arm. No breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Do you even care if I die bleeding? Would it be wrong? Would it be right? If I took my life tonight, chances are that I might. Mutilation out of sight, and I'm contemplating suicide.
Yeah.
Star.
So, what a pleasure to finally meet you guys, Guy. You know, I work on the radio like almost 30 years now. And I've seen so many shows, so many bands. I've interviewed so many bands. And I think I never saw you guys live. It's going to be first time. Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow, okay.
So it's going to be my first show.
Okay. You have to start running and training.
Yes.
And so you can keep up with us on stage.
Yes, like to a marathon. So how do you feel to come back to Portugal?
Oh, we're so excited. I mean, it's not a place that we go to very often. So we know that the fans are, there's much anticipation on both sides of it. So yes, we're excited.
Thank God you're excited. We are excited too. So, and we had like two difficult years to everyone, especially artists and bands. What was the big change for you as a band and as a human being during the pandemic?
Well, before that, you know, we've basically hadn't really had much time off in 20 years. Like we, a lot of people, I think they have this perception of, well, the band puts out an album and then they come to my town and then I don't see or hear from them for another 2 years, but the world is a big place. And so we tour everywhere for at least a year. Most often it's 18 months, sometimes 2 years. And at the end of all that, we take usually about a month off and then we get back in the studio. So the pandemic basically forced us to be able to be at home with our families. Mm-hmm. And it was an amazing time for us to reconnect with our loved ones. And you know, we enjoyed that time for about 6 months, I think it was, before we, you know, because, and also we had been in contact, you know, as far as creative things and, mm-hmm. and business stuff and all that. And the conversation became, okay, we don't know when we're going to be able to tour again. Now we need to start getting to work. So, you know, we got together and started being creative and writing. And it was during the pandemic, we just said, you know what, let's just get a house somewhere and we'll all test to make sure that we're negative.
Of course.
And we'll get together and, you know, just live it all, everybody in the same place. And that was the start of it. And we knew that we wouldn't get everything from that one trip, but that it was the spark, you know, and the catalyst. And we got probably, you know, six to eight songs from that, and then, you know, continued down the line. But to be able to have that amount of time to be creative and not have the pressure of, okay, you have to get another album out now, it's your time is up, you're done.
Yeah.
It was nice. And I think it really helped everybody, not only to make sure that we were all happy with everything, but also to be on the side, on the side of being able to set everything up the way we wanted to, in terms of, you know, visual creativity to go along with it, the videos and all that kind of stuff. So it turned out to be a really good thing for the band.
You had your time.
Yes.
E nós agora também vamos ter o nosso tempo para curtir os Papa Roach e música nova, finalmente. Esta é a música que abre o novo álbum, Ego Trip, chama-se Kill the Noise. Kill the Noise. Choke on the air I'm breathing. I'm done, I'm healing. Ain't nobody stopping the bleeding. Yeah. how did you feel to be back on the road again after COVID?
It was great. You know, people are supposed to be together. It's not, yeah. You know, they're not supposed to be isolated. So it was a relief to some degree, also because, you know, everything was still happening. Everyone had to be cautious. You know, there were still tours being canceled because members or crew members would get sick. And yeah. So we had to follow very strict guidelines. So it was on one side of it, we were very happy. And then on the other side of it, we were very frustrated. So that went on, a little bit scared too, maybe. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, that went on for obviously, you know, 6 months. And then everything's kind of eased up and then everybody was happy again. But it was, it was a lot of mixed emotions to start out with. But, you know, we felt like things were headed in the right direction. So we just tried to be positive about it.
But not COVID positive.
No.
Okay. Do you remember your first gig after COVID?
Well, the first gig, I mean, it wasn't really a gig. We did a live stream. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time that we played together in like a year and a half, which is kind of mind blowing, but it was Infest. We did all of Infest. It was a lot of, not only was it fun to just to be able to play together again, but it was fun to revisit all those songs, like not just the ones that we play all the time, but the ones that we haven't played, and helped me appreciate the good things about the album, and obviously took me back to that time as well. So it was a lot of fun.
A lot of memories.
Yeah, absolutely.
E agora, mais uma grande memória, Scars, os Papa Roach, aqui no Rockstar.
I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut. My weakness is that I can't do much. And my scars remind me that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to fail. I'm drunk and I'm feeling down, and I just wanna be alone. I'm pissed 'cause you came around. Why don't you just go home? 'Cause I channeled all your pain, and I can't help you fix yourself. You're making me insane. All I can say is I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut, and my weakness is that I care too much. And the scars remind us that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to fail. I tried to help you once against my own advice. I saw you going down, but you never realized that you're drowning in the water. So I offered you my hand, compassion's in my nature. Tonight is our last stand. I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut. And my weakness is that I care too much. And our scars remind us is real. I tear my heart open just to fail. I'm drunk and I'm feeling down, and I just wanna be alone. You shouldn't ever come around. Why don't you just go home? 'Cause you're drowning in the water, and I tried to grab your hand. I left my heart open, but you didn't understand. Go fix yourself. I can't help you fix yourself, but at least I could say I tried. I'm sorry, but I gotta move on with my own life. I can't help you fix yourself, but at least I could say I tried. I'm sorry, but I gotta move on with my own life. Myself shut, and my weakness is
hoje os Papa Roach em discurso direto aqui no Rockstar da Rádio Comercial, graças ao Jerry, ao guitarrista da banda, que vai regressar a Portugal para o Evil Life Fest no dia 29 de junho na Altice Arena em Lisboa. Obrigada Prime Artists por esta entrevista e também pelo festival incrível que vão trazer a Portugal. Entrevistei então o Jerry não só a propósito deste grande regresso, como também do novíssimo álbum que eles têm, que se chama Ego Trip. E durante este episódio de hoje estamos não só a revisitar alguns dos temas mais icónicos dos Papa Roach, como o Last Resort, não é? Este Scars, como também a ouvir músicas novas do novo álbum. De regresso à conversa, bora lá. And you have a new album, you have new songs. Do you still feel the same energy live after all these years?
Of course. I mean, someone asked if we get tired of playing Last Resort, you know, but it's like when we see the reaction from the fans and the crowd, it just, that energy just comes to us, and you know, we feel like we can just do it, you know, every night. And it's something that we're grateful for. You know, there's a lot of bands that strive to be able to have a song like Last Resort or a song like Scars, you know, and we have those. And, you know, it's just, of course, we like playing the new stuff because creatively we want to do different things. And everybody likes the new stuff as well. Like, whenever they find something new, that's what they're into. But like I said, when the crowd's reaction is just louder than the PA, it's like, how can you not be happy with it?
I know. Last Resort is still my number one. It's my favorite from all time. So I'm a big Last Resort fan. Because it's amazing. You guys have traveled all around these decades of different kinds of rock, metal, new metal, hardcore, punk, emo, whatever, and somehow you still manage to sound fresh and new. You always sound fresh and new. How do you do that?
We're just constantly, you know, looking to new influences, bringing new things into what we are, and, you know, searching for not only those things, the new influences, but also looking for, like, having an experience while we're writing and recording is also very important to us. You know, we've worked with different producers over the years, and we found that working with people younger than we are not only helps us sort of stay in touch with the newer music, but also just brings that energy that we had back in the day towards writing music. And just having some sort of, I guess, innocence about writing, like just being open to experimentation and not shutting down an idea because maybe it doesn't sound like we think we should sound, you know? And, you know, our philosophy over the last few records has kind of been, let's just take something as far as we can go. And then if we find that it doesn't really sound like us, then we find ways to bring it back and make it sound like us. So, and that part is easier than taking a song that is a very typical Papa Roach song and then adding things to, you know, make it sound different or whatever. So it's just finding those little ways to not only stay creative and keep things fresh, but also make things fresh for us.
Yeah.
To keep us involved and interested.
A música que o Jerry mais curte e que mais adora tocar ao vivo destas todas novas do álbum Ego Trip é precisamente Ego Trip, a música que dá título ao álbum, e por isso mesmo Ego Trip, agora, aqui no Rockstar. É muito fixe, a sério. O álbum novo dos Papa Roach está inacreditável. I'm living a lie. I gotta remind myself sometimes to never get high on my own supply. 'Cause when I get high, I'm on an ego trip. I'm on an ego trip.
Sometimes to never get high on my own supply. Cause when I get high, I'm on an ego trip. I'm on an ego trip. I'm on an ego trip. I gotta tell myself sometimes to calm down. Never get high on your own supply. They say never get high on your own supply. Now I never get high on my own supply. I gotta tell myself sometimes to calm down. Drop me on that shit. Me llamo Jacobo y yo soy tan loco. El ego no es mi amigo. I'm on an ego trip. I'm on an ego trip. I'm on an ego trip. I gotta tell myself sometimes to calm down. Never get high on your own supply. They say never. Rockstar.
And you also have a few collaborations with Maria Brink from In This Moment that I love, with Mary Mullins from Memphis May Fire. Here in Portugal, we also have a Portuguese band that has a song with Mary Mullins. They are called Nowhere to Be Found, and you have to check them out because they are amazing. Yeah, they were playing last month with While She Sleeps.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And they are pretty.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't forget, Nowhere to Be Found. Okay. You have to check them out, okay?
Got it.
So you have a new album, Ego Trip. Tell me about it.
It's a trip. you know, that like I just explained, yeah. You know, yeah. The whole journey of the album. We were done with the record. We had to sit on the record basically for a year. Mm-hmm. Like, so to us, you know, we've been touring on this album for 18 months, but really it's 2.5 years old. So we're ready for some new music, but to talk about Ego Trip, it's kind of like a playlist that we would put together, and you know, it's very diverse, and we had a very hard time deciding whether or not to take some of the songs off the album, just so we can keep it to the normal 10 to 11 mm-hmm. songs. You know, we loved every one of them. So we just said, you know what, who cares? We'll just put all of them out. And, they all just each song has its own feel, its own thing. And, I love all of them for different reasons. You know, one of my favorites is Ego Trip. And just because it has a buildup, and you think it's just going to go crazy. And then it just kind of, it's got this kind of dance, mm-hmm. dancey vibe to it. And it's, you know, each one of those songs has a different character, a different, you know, the lyrics on some of them are especially powerful, you know? And so there's just so many different things, and we're very proud of it.
It's amazing. Your new album. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A sério que é um álbum que está mesmo, como diria outro, impecável. Eu adoro, estou a ouvir em loop e estou completamente apaixonada pelas músicas novas dos Papa Roach. E como já toquei aqui no Rockstar ainda há pouco, não é? O Ego Trip. Agora a última desta edição de hoje, e para acompanhar a entrevista com o Jerry, com o guitarrista dos Papa Roach, chama-se Unglued e é uma das minhas preferidas.
Why would we try to bury ourselves? lies with all the stories we tell. Why would we want to be what we become? Just to go back and undo what we've done. Rip out the pages and try to erase it. Why would we run? It's tearing me away from you.
Está brutal, hein? Eu disse. E esta música tem ali qualquer coisa de Linkin Park. Eu nem disse isso ao Jerry, não é? Porque às tantas eu não sei se eles gostam desse tipo de comparações, mas a mim fez-me lembrar ali um bocadinho de Linkin Park e Limp Bizkit e não sei o quê. Ai, este álbum está espetacular. Gostei muito de conversar com o Jerry, que foi muito, muito querido. E para terminar a conversa, a saber quais são os próximos planos dos Papa Roach. E não só, a saber também se o Jerry passa no meu quiz português, que agora há sempre quiz português no final das entrevistas. Se eles souberem coisas sobre o nosso país, podem tocar cá. Se não souberem, temos pena, estudassem, não é? What are your plans for the next month? Like, just play as much as you can?
Pretty much, we have this whole month throughout Europe for festival season, and then we do some dates in July in the States, and then in the autumn we're going out with Shinedown in the States. Mm-hmm. And then I think after that we're talking about maybe at the end of the year starting getting creative again. So.
For a new album and new songs,
a new album.
Of course.
Yeah.
And what do you have prepared for Portuguese fans?
I mean, we've been training for 18 months. We got the energy. We have the songs, you know, and we have a few little surprises that we can't really talk about, mm-hmm. but you know, it's going to be fun.
Just wait for Papa Roach.
That's right.
So now I have a Portuguese quiz. It's like four questions that you have to answer. If you don't answer correctly, you can't play here in Portugal. So okay. It's up to you, okay? What is Portugal's capital? Faro.
Lisbon.
Okay, so Lisbon, yay!
Yeah.
Okay. What our most famous pastry cake?
Oh, I've tasted it. I know it, but I can't remember the
name. I'm going to give you three answers, okay? So,
okay.
Apple cheesecake. blueberry muffin or pastel de nata?
I wish all of my tests in school were that easy.
Okay, two more to go. We are most known for our beaches, mountains, snow trips.
Beaches.
Beaches, correct. Ooh-hoo. What are the colors of our flag? Red and green, blue and green, red and white.
Red and green.
Okay, are you Portuguese? Come on, Jerry. Last one. Portuguese most famous football player. So we have Messi, Ronaldo, or Beckham?
Well,
come on.
I know it's not Beckham.
Yeah.
But I don't follow football. I'm sorry.
Hmm. So Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi? Cristiano Ronaldo, yeah, you can play in Portugal. We're going to have paparazzi here, so thank you so much. You're amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're the best.
Thank you, Anna.
I had an amazing time with you, so thank you so much.
See you.
See you on the 29th.
The
yes,
and
my
I
first time.
I want to see your face.
Yeah, I'm going to be on stage if they let me, so yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
All right.
Bye. Thanks, thank you.
Bye.
Olhem, sabem que mais? É preciso levá-lo para casa, porque ele foi tão querido, ele foi tão fofo, ele foi tão simpático. Nós tivemos alguns problemas para conseguir a ligação via Zoom. Problemas do lado deles, não aqui do nosso lado. E ele foi muito paciente e foi amoroso e respondeu a tudo e entrou na brincadeira. Eu gosto quando a malta é assim descontraída, como eu. É mesmo, mesmo, mesmo fixe. Portanto, encontramos-nos no dia 29 no Evil Live Fest, no pavilhão. Na Altice Arena, isto não está bom. Na Altice Arena. Dia 29 tocam os Papa Roach. E há um Instagram do Evil Life Fest. Há também o Instagram da Prime Artists, para saberem tudo, quais são os artistas que vão lá estar. Há mais algumas entrevistas pedidas aqui para o Rockstar, mas ficam no segredo dos deuses. Se não acontecerem, pronto, puf, não é? Se acontecerem, melhor ainda. E depois eu vou contar tudo, ok? Próxima semana voltamos a encontrar-nos aqui no sítio do costume, no site da Comercial, radiocomercial.pt. Área de podcasts é procurar por Rockstar.
Rockstar by Ana Isabel Rocha.